In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As I've mentioned before, I had the great privilege of being on retreat several times with Father Benedict Rochelle of happy memory. He used to have a show on EWTN. He was quite a preacher. In addition to being a PhD psychologist from Columbia and one of the founders of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal, which was a renewal of the Capuchin Franciscans, great fellow with a wonderful sense of humor. And one of the things that he would inevitably speak about during his retreats or his talks would be the modern tendency to explain away miracles. And in this case, he talked about soggy fish sandwiches. I can still hear him say it in my brain. Soggy fish sandwich. You probably heard the soggy fish sandwich homily sometime or another. It's the one in which the preacher says, well, you know, Jesus didn't really, you know, multiply the loaves. He was just such a good guy that he inspired people to share with others the food they already bring. You ever hear that? Good. I'm glad you never heard it, because it's absolute bunk. It's nonsense. First of all, it does violence to the sense of the sacred scripture. The sense of the sacred scripture is not that Jesus was so great that he inspired people to share. It was that he altered the very laws of nature to fulfill the needs of the people. And in doing so, he foreshadowed the greater miracle of the Eucharist, where our Lord is given to us, body and blood, soul and divinity, as food for everlasting life. Yeah, it was funny. This last weekend, using the communion patens, one of the altar servers says, do we really believe that it's Jesus? Yes, we do. Boy, Jesus must be really, really big. Out of the mouths of babes, he's God. But, you know, it's not a soggy fish sandwich. You know, when a miracle is presented as a miracle in the scripture, believe it. It's not that hard to believe. You know, we as Catholics believe that God created the entire universe out of nothing. If God can do that, a few miracles, not the biggest deal in the world. Not that big of an exercise of power. But why did God do it? Because he looked with pity upon the crowd and realized that they needed something to eat. God is not immune to us. God looks upon us and he is moved with compassion for us. And so he does a relatively little thing, like multiplying the loaves, so that there is more left over than there was when they began. What did they have when they began? 7 loaves and a couple of fish. What did they have when they were left over? 7 baskets full of scraps. More than enough. But even before that, God had looked with compassion upon the needs of the crowd. The deformed were made whole, mute speaking, lame walking, the blind able to see. And the people glorified God. God looks upon us with compassion, and he will give us too what we need, ultimately bringing us to that new heaven and a new earth, which is the New Jerusalem, which is heaven itself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.